This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam Rank joins us from NFL Network to get on the bench and talk a little pain day. How you doing, Adam?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Scotty. Anytime I'm on the phone with you, it's going to be a great day.
You're the man. Just so you know, Mafi and I are headed back to the D in 2 weeks from tonight. We'll be live from the View Bar for a week of shows in downtown Las Vegas, styling for our annual fantasy draft blowout weekend and the opening of college football. And certainly, smelling the NFL season, we'll be at the Circa Sports Book and betting heavily on NFL futures.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. What are your dates out there? Are we going to intersect? Because I'm going to be out in Vegas pretty soon as well.
I'm there the 26th through the 31st that week.
Yeah, I will be there on the 31st. We're actually having a show in the showroom on that Saturday, the 31st. The Fantasy Meets Reality show is coming to the D Las Vegas, and we're gonna go. It's a hybrid of a comedy show, but it's a lot of fantasy football information, and I know a lot of people are going to be out there talking about fantasy and all that stuff, so we're going to be out there as well, helping people out. We're finally going to be in the same town again at the same time, which has been far too long.
That's crazy. So you're doing this on that Saturday, the 31st?
That's correct.
At the D?
At the D, at the showroom.
Yeah, that's awesome because we're there. But that's our, I think, is the 31st Mafia, is that Friday? Or that, it's Saturday?
Saturday's
the 31st. All right, so yeah, that's our last day there. We're going to be there all day and all night, and I think I red-eye home that night, but I'll be able to see you that day at the very least.
Awesome. So anybody who's listening, anybody who's going to be out in Las Vegas, make sure you come out a full day of the bench and Adam Rank. I think that, dude, what more do you want to kick off the football season?
That is huge news. So we'll be there that day. Make sure you look me up, and I'll be looking for you that day. So let me ask you, what did you think of the whole Antonio Brown drama so far that has captivated the preseason of the NFL? That's all anyone's been talking about is this guy's feet and his helmet problems.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been – I don't know. I think that the Raiders always knew that at some point that Antonio Brown was going to cause a couple of ripples, maybe a couple of headaches here and there. I don't think that he was going to do it immediately, but, you know, obviously – the thing that happened with the cryogenics, whatever. I mean, I don't know how that happens. I'm not a rich person. I can barely afford an ice pack myself. So I don't know what it's like to go into one of those chambers and put on those protective gear or anything like that. But obviously that was a mishap. And then the helmet issue. But I don't know. It kind of seems, I don't want to put this out there, but at the same time, not enough to keep me from doing it. Is the helmet issue, like, is it really an issue? Or is it a thing like you finally realized that you got traded to the Raiders? And you're like, maybe I don't want to play for a couple of weeks. So I'll say that I need my helmet or whatever it is. Make some sort of, like, ridiculous request so he can kind of buy some time off, take a couple of extra weeks and do what he's got to do to get ready. But it's captivating. I still want to believe. I still am a big believer in Derek Carr and everything that Mike Mayock is out there doing with the Raiders. And I want them to finally get it together. But this has been a weird start to training camp, to say the least.
So it sounded like you just said that you think that they're headed in the right direction with Carr and Brown and Gruden. And do you actually like Carr and Brown as, like, fantasy picks?
I still – you know what? It's funny because I just did a draft today. I know I'm a lunatic. I'm doing drafts already. And you see the price going for Antonio Brown is in the third round. And to me, one of the most prolific players in NFL history – Antonio Brown, since 2013, every season, he's had at least 100 receptions, 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Nobody in NFL history has ever done that, not even the great Jerry Rice himself. And to me, the situation seems pretty similar the one that Jerry Rice walked into a couple, 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was, when he went to the Raiders and he helped Rich Gannon become an MVP type of quarterback. Gannon was obviously kind of a journeyman, and then obviously was playing the best football of his career. And we're not that far away from Derek Carr's magical 2016 season, the one that got him that huge contract. And you look at what Derek's been able to do well over the years. Is he doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't throw those picks, gets the ball to his receivers. This is the first time that he's really played with an elite-level receiver. Amari Cooper's done well in Dallas, but he's not on Antonio Brown's level. You know, Michael Crabtree was fine. This is an opportunity now for Derek to play with one of the greats, not only currently, but in NFL history. I like that they went out and grabbed the running back, Josh Jacobs from Alabama. You look at what they did on defense. They addressed so many different needs in the draft. So I feel positive about what the Raiders are doing. I'm not saying that they're going to make the playoffs, but I think 8-8 is a legitimate goal for them.
Wow. Adam Rank, NFL Network with us. How much money in the end do you think Dak and Zeke are going to get each?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because when I heard that Dak was asking for, 40 mil, I'm like, is he asking for both of them? Is he afraid? Like, is he gonna share the wealth? He's like, yeah, we're going to be a package deal because it seems like the two of them are going to be tied for the rest of their careers. So perhaps he's trying to get money for both of them. But it does seem a little outlandish right now to think of Dak being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. But at the same time, you got to start somewhere in negotiations. And perhaps he's setting the bar a little bit too high for himself. But I think at some point, that's going to tumble back down to around $34-35 million. And it's one of those situations where Dak will, for a small stretch of time, because this always happens, he will be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And everybody will be like, I can't believe this. I can't believe how much money this guy is making. And then the next round of quarterbacks will come through, get their money. And then 3 years from now, Dak will be in the top 20 of quarterback salaries. So it's just what happens. The most interesting one to me, though, is what's going to happen with Ezekiel Elliott. Because you look at a situation like Melvin Gordon has with the Los Angeles Chargers, is that the Chargers have a lot of talent all over the place. The way the Cowboys have constructed their offense, it's a three-man show. It's three guys. It's the Beastie Boys. And you take one of them away, and it's a completely different band. So I think that Zeke is eventually going to have to get his money, too. But I think he's kind of jumping the line right now. Dak's got to get set up. And then Zeke will probably get paid accordingly.
Adam Rank with us. How do you think the Steelers will do without Brown and Bell and the receivers that Roethlisberger has? And everybody's talking about how Tomlin and company are such at ease this year after the drama of Bell and Brown last year destroyed the team. They don't have those problems anymore.
Yeah, for almost any other organization, you think about losing two generational players and it would be a huge blow to them. But I think the Steelers have shown throughout their history that they can always overcome these type of situations. The Steelers have done a great job of always getting running backs who can come and perform well in their system. Even as recently, I mean, obviously James Conner last year, but even when they brought in D'Angelo Williams, he played well in stretches for them. And you just keep going back to Foster and Willie Parker and all those. They always seem to be able to find running backs. Similarly, they always do it with the wide receivers as well. They had Hines Ward, and then they went to Santonio Holmes, Plaxico Burress. All these guys continue to leave, but they still found guys who could come in and fulfill those roles, Juju Smith being the most recent example. But then you saw James Washington in week 1 of the preseason, and I don't want to get too excited about that because it is just week 1. But at the same time, the Steelers' history leads me to believe that he's going to be an impact player. So I think that this team still has some question marks defensively in the division with the Browns getting a little bit better and the Ravens always being tough. That might be a little bit of an issue, but I think the Steelers are still going to be competitive and, of course, will be in the mix for a playoff berth.
I got 60 seconds, respectfully. Is Josh Rosen going to actually go to Miami and then not be the starter? And is his career going down the drain that way?
Yeah, that's crazy. If he can't win this job because he's going to be afforded every opportunity because the Dolphins need to see what they have. They need to see if he is going to be the future or if they're going to have to turn to the draft in the 2020 draft that, of course, will be in Las Vegas. They need an answer on that. So that if Josh Rosen isn't – as long as Josh Rosen is close, he would get the start. Like, they just for curiosity's sake, like, we need to see what we have with this player. But if he ends up getting beaten out, and Ryan Fitzpatrick starts the season, you got to wonder if Josh Rosen is ever going to be an NFL caliber quarterback.
It's crazy. Adam, we'll see you in Vegas on the 31st at the D. I can't wait. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight.
Hey, the pleasure was all on this side of the phone, and let's get out and watch the Spandex Nation.
That sounds like a plan. Spandex Nation, Saturday night on Fremont Street. We'll be rocking with Adam Rank of NFL Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.